your realtor in training?
No.
Bow tie.
What is the foremost need to satisfy with this time?
Well, yeah, I mean, any win's satisfying, but obviously, you know, you're not going to lie, you think things are going to go sideways again, and, you know, we give up the goal, and then we give up a breakaway, right? And it wasn't like we did anything wrong, it's just it went in the net, and then it jumps over Provy's stick, and they get a breakaway, and you think, holy smokes, like, we're going to lose in overtime, or in regulation, right? So, but to have those thoughts, maybe the players did, but they didn't show it. They just stayed the course, played hard, just as we've done all along. We just haven't caught a couple of breaks or what have you. Tonight, we catch a break. He makes us, you know, Jet makes a great save on the, I think he made a save on the breakaway. I don't know. I closed my eyes. But yeah, it's nice to get rewarded for, you know, working hard. You can talk to your blue in the face about playing right and not getting rewarded. At the end of the night, it still sucks, right? But to get 2 points tonight did not suck.
Given some of those things you mentioned in the final moments, do you feel like your team had to gather itself for the remainder of regulation and overtime? Or
no, I think they just, I'm talking what I felt. Like, I didn't feel that on the bench. I think all the coaches, we just talked about it, we all felt it because, you know, you're not able to get in there and do something about it. But I think, I know the players, I didn't have that feel of sag or, you know, here we go, or gosh, this is happening again. It just, they just kept going about their business, which is good to see.
Mark.
Four successful penalty kills tonight, just how uplifting was that for your team?
Yeah. Anytime you keep it out of the net, at any point, it's great, obviously. You know, we had, four in a row, and that's tough, right? It gets a lot of time on the guys and the people that are killing, but the guys really bared down tonight, and obviously our best penalty killer is the goaltender, and he was.
I understand you got the win tonight. You're up 3-1. You give up a goal like 1:11 after, and then not being able to win in regulation. What's your level of concern on both of those aspects, giving up an immediate goal after you get a lead and then not being able to finish in the first 60 minutes?
No concern. We'll talk about it tomorrow, have a look at it. We've talked all along that, listen, have we tried to figure out, you know, what's going on? Have we looked for patterns? Have we looked analytically? Have we looked at video? Have we looked at personnel? Yeah. And we'll continue to do that. We'll continue to teach and try to do the right things. But end of the day, we haven't found any of those. So we'll just keep going about our business.
Dean, defensively, how would you evaluate the third period despite the late goal? Obviously,
Honestly, real good. Like, yeah, we had 9-9 shots. We just talked about it just quickly. We didn't give any glaring, you know, opportunities. Obviously, that puck bounces over and we give up the breakaway. But after that, we stayed on the proper side. We didn't give up those, you know, odd man rushes. We, you know, we competed. We battled in front of the net. We were very happy with it.
Dean, how about Fantilli's read in overtime? I think there are some players who may have curled up and waited for two more guys to come on the ice with the other guys changing.
I honestly wish we did that more. Sorry to interrupt, Ports. Like when Silly did it in the third, like shooting through the guy's legs. We've been harping on our group to not get in the goalies, you know, see the goalies' whites of his eyes before we end up shooting pucks. That's just a tremendous shot. I mean, why not create a screen? Like, right? Like that. All we talk about is the goaltenders are so good, get in front of him, get in his eyes. Now, if you shoot between a guy's legs, you've created a natural screen. So do it. And we don't do it enough. And we've worked on it. We've talked about it. I'm glad that we can reinforce that one. We can reinforce Silly. We can reinforce a few more. That we don't have to beat people one-on-one and get past them in order to shoot. You can shoot and then move past them. So hopefully we do that more and get rewarded more because of it.
Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
Earl, 11 tomorrow.
Yep, we're on at 11 tomorrow. Thanks, everybody.